And they start to walk in a valley, a narrow valley with high hills surrounding. After a while, the horse, she stops. And it's the first time she doesn't obey his orders.
You are listening to The Horse Lover Stories, the audio about relationships between horses and equestrians. I am Marie Sand, and I translate what people feel for their horses into paintings and drawings. Behind every painting, there is a very inspiring story. Today, we hear about Eren from Turkey, who shares with us a family story. One of those stories that make you feel grateful for being alive.
It is my grandfather's father. He was very tall, big, and he looked like Atatürk.
Ülkü, Eren's great-grandfather, is a colonel at the Gendarme. The Gendarme is a military force with mounted police officers, and Ülkü is one of them. Eren keeps a very vivid memory of those rare stories that Ülkü shared with them when she was a child.
He was not very talkative. He was quiet. He always seemed very serious. He went through tough times, like he went to the Gallipoli War. And whenever he started to talk about something, we used to stop and listen to him because it was not very often that he was telling something. And it was about it was like memories about wartime or that story about this horse.
I am very intrigued, and I urge Eren to tell me about this famous story with the horse.
She was half English, half Arabic breed, and he loved her a lot. He said that she had long legs and gazelle-looking eyes. Mm-hmm. She was a very quiet, calm, fragile horse. She was always obeying his orders. And the only thing she didn't like was his wearing spurs on his boots.
We are in 1920 in Turkey.
Yeah, it's the First World War and it's over. Ottoman loses and Independence War begins. It's a huge mess in the country. So gangs take advantage of this and they chase gangs. And finally, they get the information where they can find this gang that they were after for a while. As they go as a troop, a small troop, and they spend days on their way.
We are in the middle of the country, in a valley, and this is where Ülkü's mare decides to stop.
So he finds it very strange. He checks around. There are no, snakes, animals, no threat, obvious threat. He rides her back, and he runs her, and she stops again at the very same spot. He does it again. And she stops. He tries once more. She stands like a statue. Whatever he does, he remains like a statue. No moves. So he says, okay, I'm going to listen to her. There's something that she wants to tell me, but I cannot see it. But however, I will listen to her. So he aborts the mission. And it's a big decision because they've been chasing for so long and they're almost about to get the gang.
A few months later, the gangsters have been arrested. Ülkü participates in the investigation.
When then it's over and he's about to leave the room, there's this guy. He says, I know you. I remember you. You were at that valley that day and your horse stopped and you pushed her 3 times, and then you aborted the mission, right? And my granddad is, yes. He says, well, we were on the top of the hill that time. We're waiting for you. And if you pushed your horse further, after a couple of steps, we were going to get you. So this horse saved your life.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eren was 7 when Ülkü first shared this story with her. I asked her what this meant to her.
There's this lessons learned. I think that's why. Maybe he wanted to give me a lesson. Because if he really wanted her to go, he would do it by whipping, you know. He would do it for sure. But the relationship was so strong that she always obeyed him. She never caused any trouble to him. And this time she was so stubborn. Mm-hmm. She tried to tell him something. So he decided to listen to her. I think it means that as human, we sometimes think that we know everything, we're capable of everything, but we're not.
I leave you on that note. I don't think this story needs any more subtitles, but I would love to hear your comments or maybe your own story. Please go to muriesand.com/contact and sign up for the newsletter. Talk to you soon.